On February 6, 1923, Charles Coe died while trying to save two small children from their burning home.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others.
Arnold Hahn, 3, and his brother David, 12 months, were sleeping in the bedroom of their parents' small single-story home in Burke Bernert, Texas, when a fire broke out and spread rapidly through the flimsily constructed building. Coe, a 30-year-old neighbor and father of three, was among several men who responded. Although smoke and flames already leaked from the building, Coe and another man raced in. Going through dense smoke, they entered the bedroom, but could not locate the two children. With flames now climbing the inside walls, the other man realized they'd soon be trapped, and he grabbed Coe to warn him. Instead, Coe jerked away and turned back toward the bed. The other man ran outside, but even though his hands and face were scorched, he punched a hole through an outside door into the bedroom. Almost immediately, young Arnold was thrust through the opening, followed by an intense burst of flame. Then the building's roof and walls collapsed. Although badly burned, Arnold recovered. Coe was found with baby David in his arms, both dead. Coe was posthumously awarded a Carnegie Medal. His widow received a monthly stipend from the fund for many years.
A Century of Heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. Visit CarnegieHero.org. I'm Barbara Seek Taylor.
And I'm David Baer.